Still inside the station waiting on the freedom train. Its inspector came to check on our tickets if we had paid. Finally, my people shall be home amongst their relatives and peers. They couldn't hardly wait to see the city's horizon slowly disappear into the distance. It was one train with different classes. The luxurious was the first. Then came the middle class citizens. Then the economy. That is the worst. Not because of its occupants, but mainly their conditions where they were packed like animals, sweating like the steaming engines. That was freedom's last call. The destination was democracy, equality for all but a few. The few being the masses in the last that were disposable to benefit the upper class.
Tickets, please. I'm glad you did not pay. Do you think you're going to get a free ride on the freedom train?
He can see she is clearly sick and in need of some urgent assistance.
I am not a doctor. All I want from you is your ticket.
So another passenger dies, for she could not afford the medication for her ailments, so she succumbed to her sores. Across the masses gathered was the hovering of pain. Another one of us departed from the freedom train. Mountains rolled and valleys passed, a few that had the view aboard this runaway train of passengers without a crew but the inspector. They huddled praying justice would prevail, but lived within the laws of physics, so they were destined to derail. A pregnant mother squirmed as her water broke in panic. Hope was her unborn daughter, but her birth was none but tragic. She only saw the light of day minutes before the crash, sucked back into a darkness with radiance everlasting. Every day the death toll rises from the freedom train's wreckage that never saw democracy, but destined us to heaven. Through a passage of pain and tribulations attached that only seems to affect those of us stuck in economy class. If only the inspector started checking on the drivers, there wouldn't be this ugly scene of checking on survivors. 18 April 1980 was the day we left the station aboard the freedom train, but still haven't reached our destination. Freedom, freedom.